weekdays at 9 a.m., 8 central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks to author Valerie Burton. Brought to you by TV One. What's good, Ro?
Hump Day! I know it's Friday. I just want to say that. I love that commercial. I love that commercial. So yeah. I just wanted just to shout it. Just what the heck? What up, Skip Muppet? Hey, Sybil.
Mr. Martine.
What up, Jay? It was great seeing Sybil the other night at the White House Christmas party. She was rocking it. She was just...
What she have on? What she have on?
That mini skirt. Had a low-cut dress.
We have an interview to do.
And she was just... I mean, all the brothers, they're like, who that?
Was she taking them little steps?
The real tiny steps just go bang, 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 bang.
All you got to do is say you're going to give Texas a coach and you'll be all right.
Yes, we actually interviewed former Chicago Bears coach Lovie Smith. Thank you, Sybil, for firing him. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yes, and he is from Big Sandy, Texas.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Big
All right,
Sandy.
CJ, see what you open up. Thank you very much. All right. There you go. Thank you very much. Yesterday, President Barack Obama offered up 8 commutations and pardons, most dealing with people who were convicted of crimes related to selling drugs. If you know, of course, Attorney General Eric Holder, they've been talking about these mandatory minimums. The Supreme Court ruled on that. One of the cases, though, we previously discussed on this show dealt with Clarence Aaron of Mobile, Alabama. 1993, he was sentenced to life in prison. And he has served about 20 years in prison. He was one of the folks. Joining us right now is Sam Morrison, who is one of the attorneys for Clarence. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Hey, Roland, how are you?
Doing great. This has been one of the cases where you've had judges appointed by President Bush. You were an attorney in the DOJ, correct?
That's right. I was the attorney to whom the case was assigned when his previous application was denied in 2008.
And so you have all of these officials who came forward who said, you know what, if there's anybody who deserves one, this guy deserves it.
That's exactly right. In fact, it had been the petition had been pending for a very long time, and even President Bush wanted to grant it. So he sent it back to the Justice Department and said, I want you to take another look at this case because I think this is a good case. What happened next was fairly shocking, and that is after the judge and the U.S. Attorney's Office said, we agree, Clarence Aaron needs to go home, the pardon attorney deliberately misled the justice, the White House counsel's office, which prompted President Bush to deny it. So,
and that was an investigation, and the Inspector General ruled that this particular individual had done this in many cases, and very few people were getting an opportunity for a pardon or commutation.
Well, that's sort of, I think that's the backstory that Clarence's case illustrates, and that's the point that the main point I want to make this morning is that, well, we're all grateful that Obama has done this, and hopefully he's discovered his commutation powers. The problem in the system is that it's controlled by the Justice Department. The president doesn't actually see the petitions that people file. All he knows about a case is what the Justice Department tells him. And they have an agenda. In fact, they have a conflict of interest because they're a party to every one of these cases.
So what you have is you have individuals who have been convicted by the DOJ, but then when it comes to commutations and pardons, those are run through DOJ before they are then recommended to the president.
That's exactly right. And ultimately, the president's responsible for putting up with that, but he could change that with a stroke of a pen. What needs to happen is, one, there needs to be some, at least, modicum of independence by whoever's advising him. No one thinks that the prosecutor shouldn't have a voice. It's just that the prosecutor shouldn't be the only voice. And right now, that's the only perspective that everything gets filtered through.
So will this open the door now?
Pardon me?
Will this open the door for more commutations?
Well, logically it should. I mean, if you read the president's statement that he issued, he explained why he did what he did. He said these were unjust sentences and people who have been in prison just too long.
Hey, Roland,
that's true, but that's true for a whole lot of other people.
Roland, will the Republicans spin this in terms of the president just let out crack dealers and stuff like that? Or
No, because in fact you have, and Sam can speak to this, I mean, there are many people who were involved. You have former Republican judges judges appointed by Republicans, individuals mm-hmm. who worked in the Bush administration, who said, look, some of these folks deserve to be released. Correct, Sam?
That's absolutely right. In fact, the judge told me when I interviewed him that he, in hindsight, believes that he made a mistake and that if he had had to do it over again, he never would have sentenced Clarence Aaron to life in prison and that he should be released immediately.
So we won't have any Willie Horton situations or anything.
Yeah, I bet they will, though, Sybil.
What happens is, in this case, Sam, first of all, there were 21 people the president pardoned. But I will ask you this, Sam. The president has been criticized. I mean, I was by even some Democrats, Congressman Cohen out of Memphis, who said, Mr. President, look, you got the power, because the president, if I'm correct, has pardoned fewer people than previous presidents. And even Democrats have been saying you can do more for people who deserve a second chance.
I think that's absolutely right. It's the same with the Attorney General. You know, he goes around and gives these speeches about that, how people need second chances and we're incarcerating too many people, but he never talks about the pardon program. So there's been a disconnect. Hopefully we've seen the page turn.
Well, first of all, I talked to Margaret Love, one of the attorneys for Clarence Aaron, and she said when they put him on the phone, he just broke down in tears when she told him that the president had issued this order. And it will be 120 days when these folks will be released, Sybil, Jay, and Skip, because they have to prepare for them to get out, process and everything along those lines.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that weird? It takes 120 days to get out, but they take you right in.
Somebody right, that's right.
But I tell you, if you've been in prison for 20 years, you probably... wouldn't mind saying, fine, I know I'm getting out at 120 days, but I agree as well. But Sam, we certainly appreciate it. Keep up the good fight. And again, it's all about justice and fairness. If we're talking about second chance, there are people who do deserve a second chance. And a lot of these drug sentences were grossly unfair and unjust. And it makes no sense for people sitting there life in prison for some of these crimes.
Amen.
Very good.